Okay, we should now be recording, Dr. Patrick. Can you hear me okay?
Cutting in and out a little bit.
Shan, I believe it's your phone.
Is this better?
Yes, that seems better.
Okay, Chris, can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
I can.
Okay. Well, welcome everybody to the Tuesday night health and wellness education call. We do these calls every other Tuesday night, and it's something that we've been doing for about 3 years now, and we've really enjoyed doing them. The numbers continue to grow as far as people coming on these calls, and we feel it's a very big responsibility of ours to continue to bring the education needed to help us fulfill our mission, which is to enhance and enrich the quality of life for millions of people worldwide, physically, mentally, and financially. Having said that, tonight we've got a great call lined up, a fantastic expert and friend of mine, and Dr. Patrick Vickers, that's going to be addressing some real important key aspects of not only fibromyalgia, but any and all types of chronic inflammation and chronic joint pain, different things like that. It's going to be a great call from that perspective. Just one more time, I want to make sure, Chris, can you hear me okay? Chris, can you hear me okay? Dr. Vickers?
Yeah, I hear some stuff in the background.
Yeah, if anybody isn't muted out, everyone should already be automatically muted out, but if not, please make sure you're muted out if you're on the speaker line.
Yeah, it sounds like there's some TV or radio going on in the background.
Give me just a second here. There we go. Is that better?
Much better.
Okay. Well, now let's continue. I hope everyone was able to hear what I'd addressed so far, but really most importantly, folks, we try and bring in as many experts from various different fields. Part of our mission here at Core Health Products is not just to provide our products and our education, but really to provide a portal, if you will, of experts from all different pieces of health, if you will. And the reason I use pieces is because we believe that health requires multiple pieces to really obtain the quality of health that people want to have. There's pieces of that health puzzle that require a specialist in air quality, maybe, and others in water quality. We like to believe that we are the experts in enzyme-based nutrition and supplementation, and we bring that piece of the puzzle together. We've got some of the greatest experts. Folks, over the last 3 years, we've had professional athletes on the call. We've had professional athletic trainers and professional baseball and football teams. We've had experts from each and every different field, and tonight is no different. We've got just a great individual that has become a good, close, personal friend of mine. In fact, just last weekend, just a few days ago, he and I both spoke at an American Anti-Cancer Institute event. Lynette Tate was the host of that, and she's the organic guru, does some great things nationally, but Dr. Vickers was there to speak, and that's one of the reasons we wanted to have him come back tonight, was really to share some of the other things that he is such an expert in. He has such a broad knowledge of, again, not only fibromyalgia, but multiple different types of inflammatory challenges, chronic pain, chronic inflammation. And so, Dr. Vickers, it certainly is a pleasure to have you on. We want to jump right into the call tonight and not waste any time at all get to you. So if you can hear me okay, if you would, let's address first of all the topic of the call, fibromyalgia. And as you and I talked just a couple of days ago out there in Missouri, you actually have some real experience with fibromyalgia. So share that story with us, if you would.
Yeah, absolutely. The first patient that I ever treated with the Gerson therapy was a patient with severe fibromyalgia. When I was a student in New York Chiropractic College, our last year we have to go through clinicals where we treat the general public. And the first patient that came into me was a severely advanced fibromyalgia patient. They had been on disability for 6 years at that point. He was on 12 different drugs. When we had him fill out his pain scale on a scale of 1 to 10, he put an 11. He was about 6 feet 4 inches tall, weighed about 320 pounds, and he was a chef. So there was a lot of dietary issues probably going on with that. But nevertheless, I put him on a very modified Gerson therapy. As you know, I specialize in something called the Gerson therapy developed by Dr. Max Gerson. And that's a major dietary therapy that deals a lot with detoxification issues, very specific supplementation, and lots of juicing, 20 pounds of organic fruits and vegetables every day to be exact. But with him, because finances weren't there and discipline issues weren't necessarily there, we had to put him on a very modified Gerson therapy, which requires a lot of enzymes, a lot of essential fatty acids, and all those other things I just mentioned. But I kid you not that overnight, he lost 8 pounds in water weight alone. He said he woke up 20 times to go to the bathroom, where he eliminated 8 pounds worth of water. And just overnight, his pain went from an 11, which he wrote when he came in, to the next day, it was a 9. And so we continued with him on that program, just a very modified program. And by the second day, he was down to a 7 on his pain scale. And by the end of 2 weeks, he was down to, either a 4 and a 5. He had lost 28 pounds. And for the first time in 6 years, he was on his way back to work after having been on disability for 6 years. And we had him down to probably 2 or 3 medications at that point. And so the effects that can be had with proper diet, proper detoxification, very specific supplementation, you can have dramatic results with fibromyalgia.
Well, I hear you use a word that is very key in my opinion. And before I share that word, let me apologize to all of the listeners. I did not do an adequate job of introducing Dr. Vickers. I wanted to get right to the call, and my apologies for that. Just as a highlight, Dr. Patrick has obtained his undergraduate degree from University of Wisconsin-Madison before going on to receive his doctorate in chiropractic from New York Chiropractic College, and it was during that period of time that he became good friends and befriended Charlotte Gerson, and there's the tie with Dr. Max Gerson, who, again, for the lack of better terms, Dr. Vickers has really carried that torch of Dr. Gerson, who has been referred to, actually, by the Nobel Peace Prize winner as one of the most eminent geniuses in medical history. And Dr. Vickers is carrying that torch, and he has clinics in Peru and Guatemala and Mexico. In fact, that's where his calling is from tonight, is Mexico. So my sincere apologies for not introducing you properly, Dr. Vickers. Your credibility is very strong, and I, again, thank you for being on this call.
Oh, well, it's my pleasure. I enjoyed the last time we were on together, and it's a pleasure to be on here with you.
Well, let me share that word that I picked out of as you were just sharing that story about someone that came to you with dramatic fibromyalgia. Right in the very beginning, you talked about elimination, and within the first 24 hours, this individual got up to use the restroom, as you said, multiple different times, and eliminated so much of those toxins. And from my perspective, being an enzyme-based nutritionist and seeing that every function of the body requires the specific presence of specific enzymes, it's not uncommon, is it, to see people drop that kind of toxic material when they go on a high enzyme protocol. Now, in your case, you get a massive amount of enzymes in them through that 20 pounds of raw fruits and raw vegetables, but then you also incorporate massive systemic enzymes to help with inflammation such as the fibromyalgia and other things like that. So how much do you think of an assistance, if you will, in curing or taking care of or relieving the negative effects of fibromyalgia, do you think elimination plays?
Well, it plays a huge part, obviously, because if you don't eliminate properly, you're going to get a buildup of toxicity within the body. And when there's a buildup of toxicity running through the bloodstream, it's going to irritate individual nerve endings. So anybody who's having trouble eliminating naturally is going to have that buildup of toxicity irritating nerve endings. And we know fibromyalgia patients, you can barely touch them because they're so hypersensitive, just by touching them on the skin alone. But I think where enzymes play a really vital role is the issue of lactic acid, the issue of breaking down of foods. Well, you know, one of the reasons, too, why patients with fibromyalgia have issues is because a lot of them have leaky gut syndrome. And when undigested foods, either proteins or sugars, when they don't get digested properly, they can float around the general systemic circulation. And any time there's undigested foods or sugars floating around the general systemic circulation, the body's going to set up an autoimmune reaction against it. It's going to cause an inflammatory process because it has to destroy whatever's not supposed to be in there or whatever has not been broken down to its proper byproducts. And enzymes can play a major, major role in helping to break down that food and heal the gut of that leaky gut syndrome. But another thing that I find really interesting with fibromyalgia patients is it's been found that there's a major buildup of lactic acid within the cells. What do I mean by that? When you eat food, your food goes through something called the Krebs cycle. And that food is supposed to be broken down into energy in the form of something called ATP. ATP is the energy molecule your body produces from the breakdown of food. Well, what do you need, obviously, to break down food into energy? Well, you need a lot of things. One, you need a lot of nutrition. Two, you obviously need enzymes. You need enzymes to properly break down that food so it can enter into the Krebs cycle and produce ATP. But what you also need is you need oxygen. You need oxygen because if you don't get oxygen, then the food will go through the Krebs cycle and be broken down into lactic acid. And so lactic acid builds up in the body, and we know that lactic acid causes cramping. When we see people that get cramps, athletes or whatever they're doing when they get cramps, that's because they have a buildup of lactic acid. Well, you need two things to prevent the buildup of lactic acid. You need to make sure food's being broken down properly, and two, you need oxygen. So what does that mean? Well, one, that means you need enzymes. You need those enzymes to break down that food so that it can properly enter that Krebs cycle. But two, you need essential fatty acids. Why? Why does essential fatty acids have anything to do with the utilization of oxygen in the cells? Simple. Essential fatty acids have a special double bond structure. That double bond structure literally attracts oxygen to the cell. Saturated fats, they've been saturated with hydrogens. Those literally repel oxygen away from the cells. And in today's diet of high saturated fats, partially hydrogenated oils, the cell membranes that are around your cells protecting those mitochondria that run the Krebs cycle for the production of energy, those cell membranes these days are made up of saturated fats, which are saturated with those hydrogen molecules. And those hydrogen molecules literally cause oxygen to be repelled away from the cell. It can't enter. People today, they're not getting enough essential fatty acids with that special double bond structure to draw oxygen into the cell. So what those essential fatty acids do is they go to building and maintaining that cell membrane so that we can get oxygen into the cell. And so that's a major problem with fibromyalgia patients is their diets are so heavily saturated with these bad fats, with these bad sugars, that their oxygen utilization capacity is horrible. And so they have tremendous buildups of lactic acid. So we bombard the body with large amounts of flaxseed oil, with your krill oil, And then we bombard the body with enzymes to facilitate the breakdown of that food to get it into the cells so that they can create energy instead of lactic acid. So they play a major part in how to combat something like fibromyalgia.
Well, Doc, I could sit here and go on and on and on with you. A couple of things I want to point out and have you reiterate even on some of these. I want to make sure that we're clear for the listener. You talk a lot about ATP, and ironically, every time that we have Dr. Tim McKnight and many of the other doctors, that's one of the first things that all of you guys always go to, and we do as well here at Corel Products, is talking about ATP and how valuable ATP is. And when we look at that, and we know that oxygen is needed, as you said, and reduction of lactic acid, systemic enzymes play such a vital role in both of those, not to mention alkaline water and some of those other things that we know to be so very important. But let me explain real quickly the difference between you've heard us talk about systemic enzymes and you've heard us talk about digestive enzymes. They are two different sets of enzymes, if you will. Digestive enzymes are vitally important for the breakdown and the digestion of those foods that you are consuming. Without the digestive enzymes, those nutrients aren't completely broken down, and especially with those with leaky gut syndrome, as Dr. Patrick referenced, many of those undigested particles now can circulate throughout the system, the systemic circulatory system, and the body sees that as a toxin. So it immediately goes into this immune response, if you will, trying to say, uh-oh, we're being invaded, causing white blood cell increase and so on. So digestive enzymes are absolutely mandatory for the tube from the mouth all the way through the colon to keep that clean. Alkaline water and great broad-range digestive enzymes like what is in our Core Health Pack and what is in our Digestive Health. But then separate from that, and that's why we have a product called Joint Health. Now, it may be termed a little bit incorrectly for this call, but Joint Health is our product that is a broad blend of massive systemic enzymes. And that's why Joint Health is taken on an empty stomach. As Dr. Patrick referred to, we take systemic enzymes on an empty stomach so that we can get those enzymes into the circulatory system, searching out those undigested particles of food, excreting them, reducing lactic acid. Ironically, lactic and uric acid crystals are made up primarily of protein, and your systemic enzymes, like, again, what are in the Joint Health product, are protein-digesting enzymes, otherwise known as proteases. So that's why they're taken on an empty stomach. And we see, I think, Dr. Vickers, I'd like you to address this, but wouldn't you agree that in almost every situation or scenario of chronic inflammatory issues, whether it be internal gut inflammation or more externally, like the fibromyalgia, the soft tissue injuries, the arthritis, the things like that, we almost always see a common denominator, which is toxins. Toxicity, whether that be from lack of digestion or high toxicity from bad foods, bad air, bad quality of life, whatever the case may be. Would you say that's a common denominator in there, are the toxins?
Absolutely. I mean, we know that toxins create free radicals, and free radicals can irritate individual nerve fibers and nerve endings, and that's always an issue when you're dealing with any kind of autoimmune inflammatory condition, and certainly pain syndromes like fibromyalgia. And you must address those issues of toxicity. You know, you address it with the enzymes, but there's other ways to deal with that toxicity as well, and those are things we use on the Gerson therapy. But if you don't address the issue of toxicity, and how to properly eliminate it, then you know you're gonna find yourself up a rough road trying to reverse that patient's condition.
Well, this may be me going out on a limb here, but I would like your honest opinion on would you say then that one of the most effective ways of addressing toxicity, again, whether that be systemic, or whether that be toxins from somewhere in that tube, in the gut or lower GI, whether it can be a yeast infection or urinary tract infection or whatever else, would you say that a broad blend, not just a single or two enzymes, but a broad blend of enzymes like what we have in the digestive and also the joint health, would that be a good protocol for someone to reduce that toxicity?
Absolutely, because if you don't give the broad range of enzymes, you're not going to get proper digestion and sugars. People think that digestion occurs just in the stomach and just in the pancreas, so they give stomach enzymes and then they give pancreatic enzymes, and they think that's it. But what a lot of practitioners fail to recognize is that after it passes the pancreas, it goes through secondary and tertiary digestive procedures that require, I don't know how many, you would know better than I, but at least, 16, 17 different enzymes that the lower GI tract produces in order to break down food to its proper byproducts. And if those enzymes aren't in those products, you simply are not going to get complete digestion. And I know that your enzymes, they have that complete broad range of enzymes. But in other things that they have, they have probiotics. And you cannot heal a gut without proper probiotics. And so as we're trying to restore, the body can produce its own enzymes if it's totally healthy. But unfortunately today, people's guts are deranged from the horrible pollution, the horrible food that we're eating. And so people's guts are deranged. And as you're trying to repair their guts, you need those probiotics. You need things like colostrum. You need things like, essential fatty acids while you're repairing that gut. And in the interim, you're giving those massive amounts of enzymes that have all those different ranges, from the upper GI tract to the lower GI tract. And you're and it's with all of that you start to rebuild the intestinal lining so that down the road the body can produce the majority of its own enzymes. But as you're trying to get somebody better, you must supplement with those broad ranges of enzymes, which I know yours have.
Well, I love hearing you say that, and that's something that we really try and educate people on, because so often in the marketplace today, we hear them all the time, people saying, well, I already take enzymes or I already take probiotics. But listeners need to understand that in every stage of digestion, there are a different subset of enzymes required for that digestive stage. So a product that has one or two or five or even 10 enzymes would not even come close to ensuring complete digestion from protein all the way down to amino acids and carbohydrates all the way down into simple sugars and fats all the way down into usable forms of fatty acid. And so that really is the key behind what we try and make sure that we provide every single enzyme and coenzyme as well as subset of enzymes for every one of those stages. So, and then in addition to that, as you were saying, enzymes and probiotics together play a very key role in utilization of nutrients, anti-inflammation, and so on. Okay, Dr. Vickers, let's broaden out a little bit here, because I certainly don't want this call to be all about core health products only. There are also other things that we can do, food-wise, diet-wise, maybe exercise, some of those other things that you know to be so important to help with fibromyalgia or any of those other chronic fatigue, chronic inflammatory situations as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And we can revert back to that first patient that I ever treated. That was a fibromyalgia patient that we put on the Gerson therapy. One of his problems, and certainly this probably goes for 99% of anybody suffering with any disease, is salt, sodium. This man that came to me, he was a chef, and so he was loading his food with salt. And obviously, if you're going to lose 8 pounds in water weight overnight, what's in that water weight? Sodium. And so we bombard the body with a potassium supplement that Gerson came up with after 300 experiments, and that goes in the juices. And when you give potassium, what happens? The body dumps sodium in water. That is so vital to understand, because what happens when you eat a lot of sodium? Well, you need to drink a lot of water. You drink a lot of water with sodium, what's going to happen? That sodium in water is going to enter the cells. Where is all your digestion taking place? Where is all your detoxification procedures taking place? Where is your energy, your ATP production taking place? It's all inside the cell. Well, if the cell swelled up with salt and water, how on earth, in that edemic state, can you possibly carry out all those procedures? So first and foremost, you have got to eliminate sodium from the diet. And well, people say, well, I don't eat table salt. I eat the good salt. I eat Celtic salt. I eat Himalayan salt. Well, the problem is this. The sodium chloride molecule is the molecule that's destructive to the metabolism of the body. And even though table salt's 99.9% sodium chloride, even your best, most unrefined salt is 86% sodium chloride. So what I tell people is that there's a reason why the Dead Sea's dead. The Dead Sea's dead because the sodium chloride content cannot support the proper functions within the cell. And so I tell people to do an experiment. Go buy a plant. And for a month, water that plant with salt, with Celtic sea salt. Do that for a month or two. And tell me what happens to that plant within you know, a month or two. It's not going to thrive. And so we've got to get salt out of the body. That's primary. And you do that with a high potassium diet, plain and simple. And once you can get that sodium and water out of there, well, you can increase oxygen utilization. You can increase the effects of the enzymes and the digestion of food. So salt is primary. The issue of toxicity, how can you deal with the toxicity apart from, you know, increasing the proper digestion through enzymes or increasing the oxygenation with, you know, krill oil and other essential fatty acids? Well, the way we do it on the Gerson therapy, believe it or not, are coffee enemas. There is not a more potent way to detoxify the body than a coffee enema. And with all these things that we've talked about, within 3 days, I kid you not, within 3 days, 99.9% of our fibromyalgia patients doing all these things we've spoken about and including coffee enemas, and their pain is so dramatically reduced, it's like heaven opened up its doors. So you have to detoxify the body, and the best way to detoxify the liver is coffee enemas, and I'll briefly explain why. Your liver produces an enzyme. It's called glutathione S transferase. That enzyme is specifically responsible for going around the body, mopping up free radicals and toxins, and then eliminating them through the liver and the kidneys. Well, study after study has shown, and yes, coffee enemas have been studied extensively, but study after study has shown that when you do one coffee enema, the increase in production of glutathione transferase goes up between 600 and 700% greater than normal. There is nothing greater for the detoxification of the liver than the coffee enema. So the detoxification has to play a part in any fibromyalgia role. What are some other things? Well, you did mention exercise. Exercise is vital. Why? Because we want to stop the buildup of lactic acid in the body, and that requires oxygen. When cells cannot be properly oxygenated, your food gets broken down to lactic acid instead of being broken down into ATP, the energy molecule. So it is vital that you get some form of exercise to help oxygenate those tissues. Now let's talk about some supplementation. CoQ10. CoQ10 increases the energy cycle. It's responsible, it's a coenzyme that's very vital in the electron transport chain, which is the last part of the cycle that creates energy. And if I'm not mistaken, your supplements do create or do consist of CoQ10. We talked about essential fatty acids for supplementation. Your krill oil is a classic example of that. The form of essential fatty acid in that krill oil is going to help oxygenate those tissues. How about niacin? Niacin is an excellent way to oxygenate tissues. What happens when you take niacin? You flush, you get hot, you get red, you get itchy. Why? Because niacin causes the expansion of the capillary system. It opens up the capillaries to increase the exchange of all these things that we're giving to it, the enzymes, the essential fatty acids, and oxygen. When you're breathing in oxygen, you want to increase that exchange. Niacin is a classic example of how you can properly oxygenate tissues through supplementation. Malic acid. Malic acid is something that's very high in Granny Smith apples. Why is malic acid so important? Well, we talked about the production of ATP, and that's via the Krebs cycle. Well, the first reaction, the body goes through, the Krebs cycle goes through three reactions, and that first reaction, is malic acid. And malic acid, that's why they say an apple a day keeps the doctor away. There's really good reason for that. It's because a Granny Smith apple or your more sour apples are loaded with malic acid, and that's going to increase the oxygenation of the tissues and the production of ATP rather than the breakdown into lactic acid. So those are things that you can do to enhance a protocol to help fibromyalgia and other autoimmune diseases.
Well, Doc, I know that a lot of people are going to have a lot of additional questions and stuff. Why don't you give us your contact information or your website or whatever, how it would be best for people to look at some of your protocols. Folks, if you ever have an opportunity to take advantage of Dr. Vickers' services, a fantastic clinic down in Mexico, as I said earlier, has had clinics in Peru and other countries, and he's just world-renowned. So to have his endorsement on my nutritional products and have him using them, that is such a huge honor. But give the listener where they can contact you with additional questions or inquiries if they want to come to your clinic and take advantage of all the services you have.
Yeah, sure. My website is www.gersontreatment.com. Gersontreatment.com, and Gerson is spelled G. E as in elephant, R as in Robert, S as in Sam, O as in Oscar, N as in Nancy, GersonTreatment.com. They can also reach me on the site, info@GersonTreatment.com. That goes directly to me. I answer all my emails. And then they can call us at our clinic at 715-299-5070. And if coming down to a clinic is not feasible, either financially or just logistically, I do have a three-month program that I typically put people on. It includes everything, and they get everything at their door, all the supplements, the flax oil, the krill oil, the coffee, everything that they need to get better shows up at their door in a three-month supply, and then all our consults are included. So if that's something that ever interests anybody, we can put them on that, and then we consult with them by Skype, email, phone, whatever's the most logistic for that patient. So... but yeah, that's my contact information, and if there's anything else you think you might need, just let me know and I'll address that.
Well, I do appreciate it, and I'd just like to recap for the listener, especially for, and there are a lot of different protocols, or I'm sorry, different ways to use these protocols or reason to use these protocols, but specifically for people with chronic inflammatory situations, whether that be fibromyalgia, which is often referred to as arthritis of the tissue as opposed to arthritis of the bone, with fibromyalgia or any of those other chronic inflammatory issues, there are multiple things that can be done, one of which you talked about exercise and things like that. The other things, cutting salt out, that's, I think, something very easy. The coffee enema, obviously they can get more information from you on that. As far as the individual ingredients that you listed, from the CoQ10 to the niacin to those other ingredients, every one of those ingredients that you talked about, other than the malic acid, are in the, either our core health pack or our joint health product. And so you can certainly go to our website at corehealthproducts.com. Core like Apple Core, healthproducts.com, find out more about that. But I think the overruling the term that you and I both talked about today was the lactic acid and the oxygen needed for all of those inflammatory situations. And I will say very quickly that especially with oxygen, I deal with that issue because of how many professional athletes and professional athletic organizations I work with. I often get the question from professional athletic trainers saying, Shan, how do we best take advantage of the oxygen capacity in an athlete? Or I'll get the question, how do we increase oxygen in an athlete? Well, the reality is the only way to increase oxygen capacity, which is lung capacity, is exercise. Get those lungs bigger to be able to have a larger capacity of oxygen. But, and here's the key, regardless of how big that capacity of oxygen is, if we can't get the oxygen from the lungs to all of the tissue sites throughout the body, you will have an increase in lactic acid and in toxicity. A depletion in oxygen at a cellular site increases disease risk exponentially and increases lactic acid and all of those other things. Well, ironically, and one of our blogs will talk more about this, or you can email us with needing more information. Systemic enzymes, protease in particular, has served as probably the most effective way of increasing oxygen utilization at the tissue sites. And we've done this through VO2 max testing in athletic facilities, and we've been able to show that when we are using, like the joint health product, when we are using that product consistently on an empty stomach, we separate those red blood cells, creating a natural blood thinning effect. And through that process, we increase cell access to the cell structure, meaning we're able to extract a larger percentage of oxygen from those cells. So the systemic enzyme approach is so important for everybody with those chronic inflammatory, chronic fibromyalgia, joint degeneration. That joint health product was made specifically for that. And then in addition to that, we also make sure that we have in there antioxidants. We don't want to just address the increased oxygenation. We want to also be an antioxidant so that we can repair those injuries or those micro tears from an injury or anything else. Fibromyalgia has patients have so many micro tears in their tissue sites that antioxidants are vital. That's why alkaline water with a high ORP is one of the most effective ways to reduce to be as an antioxidant. So, folks, there really are some easy, effective ways to address fibromyalgia, arthritis, and some of those other things. And hopefully, between Dr. Vickers and myself, we've offered some of those protocols. Dr. Vickers, what would you like to leave the listener with?
One thing that I did forget to mention is that on our 3-month program, a 3-month supply of all, you know, of your products is included in that, the enzymes and the krill oil, you know, for any of the patients that go on those programs. That's one thing I wanted to add. But apart from that, no, I mean, you covered it thoroughly, and hopefully I did as well, that, believe it or not, fibromyalgia, it absolutely confounds the medical profession. The whole term in and of itself was essentially a term they came up with because they really couldn't tell you what it was. And they still can't. They have absolutely no clue. And fibromyalgia, honestly, of all the conditions that I treat, there's nothing simpler to reverse than fibromyalgia. I kid you not. When we're dealing with cancers or major inflammatory conditions like lupus and multiple sclerosis and things like that, those are extremely difficult to treat, yet totally curable. But fibromyalgia has to be one of the easiest things that I've ever treated. And doing the protocols that we've spoken about, and then some, there were other things that we didn't get into because we simply don't have the time, but those foundational things can completely change somebody's life that's been suffering for years. Like I said, my first patient was on disability for 6 years. He didn't work because of his pain for 6 years, and after 2 weeks, he came to me in tears saying he was going back to work for the first time in 6 years. It's simple, and there's logical protocols to be followed for people to relieve themselves of that unnecessary suffering.
Wow, That's great. Dr. Patrick, you helped a lot of people. It's such an honor to be working side by side with you. If you need more information from us or you missed the contact information for Dr. Vickers, you can also always email us at our info@corehealthproducts.com. We'll certainly make sure you get directed to him or his staff to make sure you get everything that you need and every question that you have answered. It's very important to both of us that you, the listener, have your questions answered. So I'll also add that Dr. Vickers and I, he just brought it up to me a few days ago, but it looks like he and I will be doing a speaking tour throughout the state of Alaska, as he has been invited by multiple different radio shows and media outlets for him to come in and really do some things for that state. And he's asked me to come over and be part of that with him. We're going to do a tour that's going to touch the lives of a lot of people. We're going to be sharing about alkaline water and enzymes and systemic enzymes and the Gerson therapy. It's going to be a great little tour. So stay tuned for that. You can always find all of our events that we're doing and that we're scheduled for on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/CoreHealthProducts. We keep everything on there. Our website, of course, corehealthproducts.com. We have a blog section on there that is very well written, a lot of good information. We have a Q&A section. Our goal is to make sure that we provide you, the listener, your friends, family members, and colleagues, the information you need to allow you to be directed to whatever it is that allows you to find that health, that energy, that vitality that you're so earnestly looking for. So, Dr. Vickers, I really look forward to spending more time with you and doing more events with you, learning from you, and again, what an honor it is that you carry my products and use them in your protocols. So thank you very much for that.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure. You know, I know you strive for quality and perfection, and your products are a demonstration of that. So as something as perfect and sound as the Gerson therapy is, it has its right place in that protocol. So,
well, thank you very much. Okay, folks, we have multiple events coming up that I'll be speaking at. As I said, the Alaska event with Dr. Vickers will go up on our Facebook as soon as we know the details on that. We've got Massachusetts coming up in May, the first part of May, Charlotte, North Carolina. We got a lot of events planned, so if we get in your area, I'd hope and love to meet you. Feel free to come by, support what we're doing. Let us try and answer any questions that you have and hopefully bring some peace and health to you and your family. Now, like always, as we close out, we offer a special for all of you on the call. We always offer these specials for a short period of time as kind of a reward and a thank you for being on these calls. If you go to our website at corehealthproducts.com, core like Apple Core, healthproducts.com, we were going to give a 20% discount on the Joint Health, which is our systemic broad blend of enzymes, systemic enzymes used to help clean the blood, help with any type of inflammation. It's a natural anti-inflammatory. It's those systemic enzymes that Dr. Patrick was talking about, and it's a broad blend, so we address each and every stage, which is so very important. So if you have any issues with joint discomfort, arthritis, fibromyalgia, any type of internal inflammation, diverticulitis, is an inflammatory reaction, anything inflammatory, Joint Health can and will be beneficial for you. But what I want to do is I'm also going to add a 20% discount for all of the essential fatty acids as well. As we talked a lot about that. It is a key factor for inflammation. In fact, krill oil, the omega fatty acid that we use in that krill oil, it is known to be extremely more potent as an antioxidant, even more so than your vitamin E. In fact, I'm reading right here in front of me, 800 times more potent as an antioxidant than CoQ10 and vitamin C. 500 times more potent as an antioxidant than vitamin E. And that's an antioxidant you only find in krill oil, which is the exclusive oil that we use. And so I also want to make a 20% discount for all krill oil purchases. So if you go to the website, to recap, it's a 20% discount on joint health and core essential fatty acids. And you can buy as many bottles as you want. There will be a 20% discount just automatically added to your purchase. You can purchase all the other products, get more information on them as well. But a flat 20% discount. You have to put in the coupon code when you're going through the ordering process, which is PAIN. P-A-I-N. That is the coupon code. As you're going through the checkout process, it will ask you for a coupon code. You simply put in PAIN. You will get an automatic discount of 20% on all of your joint health and all of your essential fatty acids. Those two products together, I think, is your best approach to addressing fibromyalgia, along with some of the other things that Dr. Patrick talked about. So, folks, thank you so much for being on the call. We were well above 100 people on the call tonight, which is a great turnout. It's an honor to have you on here. Dr. Vickers, I'll leave you the last word if you have anything additional to say.
No, other than one thing I did forget to mention is that anybody who's suffering with any kind of a pain syndrome, being a chiropractor, chiropractic care is always an essential part of a fibromyalgia patient's care, or anybody suffering with any kind of joint conditions. I sometimes get so wrapped up in the chemical aspects of those conditions that I forget to talk about my first love, which was chiropractic ever since I was a kid. But chiropractic is absolutely vital to getting better in such a protocol as well. So,
well, thank you very much. Thank you all for being on the call tonight. We look forward to seeing you and shaking your hand and answering any questions we can out there at different events. So God bless you all. Hope you have a great night, and we will talk to you again soon. Thank you, and see you later.